I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. You know that ban on burkini swimwear in cities around France we told you about yesterday? Well, a French court has now told one of those cities to lift that ban on the burkini. It's a story that we'll continue to follow here on the show. We do have another story, though, about fashion in France. It's about French fashion visionary Sonia Riquiel, who has died at the age of 89. Hazel Clark is a professor and research chair of fashion at the New School's Parsons School of Design in New York. Sonia Riquiel was known, I understand, for inventing not only a style, but an attitude. So what was that attitude, and did it confuse the French fashion world when she began to design in the early 60s?
I think the attitude was very much about designing for the modern woman and her lifestyle, and almost being a little bit prescient about, you know, how active and engaged in the world women were to become. So I think, yes, it probably was somewhat confusing, bearing in mind she started working in the early 1960s and, you know, fashion was still feeling the legacy of Dior's new look to a certain extent, and very, very feminine styles.
Mm. So designing for active women, what did that actually look like when she began designing?
She's best known for her knitwear, designing knitwear, which made it very easy to move about, very soft fabrics, which were convenient for everyday life. But those clothes were also very simple shapes, although they fitted the body, they were very, very simple shapes, so they weren't kind of fussy, very clean lines.
So how did she even begin to design clothes? What was her entry into the whole field?
She began designing clothes for herself when she was pregnant with her second child. She couldn't find, as has often been the case of women, she couldn't find something she wanted to wear. So that's how the designs came about. And this was in 1961. And then her husband had a small shop in Paris called Laura. And so the clothes were sold. So although she was designing for herself, she was absolutely designing for the needs of women like herself who wanted active lives and wanted to look very stylish, too.
In the long run, what kind of influence do you think she had on how women dress? Because, I mean, a designer who kind of penetrated haute couture with practical clothes for modern, active working women. And yet today I see working professional women mostly in suits.
I think that's true. And I mean, today we have a lot more variety in what everyone wears to different occasions than in the 1960s. And I think it was, you know, because of someone like Riquiel.
Let me go out on a limb here. Would you call Sonia Riquiel's designs feminist haute couture?
Yes, I think they probably were, because, you know, the haute couture then and even now had certain kind of, and certainly then in the early 1960s, had certain kind of prescribed expectations. And I mean, here she was also a woman designing for women. She's been likened to Coco Chanel in the 1920s and 19-teens. I think there are some resonances there that, you know, she knew what women wanted because she was herself a woman who, you know, had a family, was in business, wanted to be active.
So Hazel, how would you sum up Sonia Riquiel's legacy?
I think she gave us a sort of modern French-based chic, clothes which were stylish and wearable in everyday life for modern women, and also, you know, became classics.
Do you own any of her designs?
No, I'm afraid I'm not that well off, but I certainly have owned during my lifetime many designs based on her work.
Hazel Clark, Research Chair of Fashion at the New School's Parsons School of Design in New York. Thanks very much, Hazel.
Thank you very much.